Now, on with the show.
This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Voice. And this is the live show for November 2009. And don't forget that 2008 and this episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 101,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. As I mentioned earlier, this is our live show for November 2008 of WDW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com. Joining us on today's live show is Mike Scopa, a blogger at AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
He's asleep. He's asleep.
Okay. Unmute yourself, Mike.
The Geritol PM has kicked in.
Oh, man. First, as I was saying, robbery.
He's drunk, too.
A robbery? Not on my watch.
Attorney Gen... No. Who's the... Who's... EIG?
I don't know.
Citibank. Oh, go ahead.
Great movie ride.
Ah, very nice. Also on today's show is... Of death. Also on today's show is Len Testa, the co-author of The Adventure Guide to Walt Disney World Local 1.
How's it going, Matt?
Outstanding.
Awesome.
Also joining us is a very sick Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. And Mike, I mean that you're sick as in virus, not the other kind of sick.
Yes, I have the virus tonight. I'm not even at home, so I got my fingers crossed that this is going to work tonight, but...
Well, Mike, as I always tell you, Mike, spread the virus.
Spread the virus, that's right.
Well, you know my friend Ted, he likes to have the virus.
And we have a full house today. Also joining us is the fabulous Annette Owens, a travel agent at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome, Annette.
Hey, thanks for letting me join you again.
Always a pleasure to have you on. And yes, there's still one more person on us. We have a very special guest on today's live show, and that is Miss Deb Wills of AllEars.net, the fabulous Deb. Welcome, Deb.
Good evening and good morning for Masayo and those on the other side of the world.
Absolutely. And this is our live show where you get an opportunity to call in with your questions, comments, whatever it may be. You can call in right now at 407-278-5939. The phone lines are open for you to call in, and you can be part of the show. It's a great opportunity. We love doing these live shows. We brought Deb on, so you can also, in addition to any questions you might have, perhaps you have a question you'd like to hear Deb's point of view on, or perhaps you have a question that maybe Deb can answer better than anyone else. Certainly, this is the night to do it. And I know many of us are gearing up for MouseFest 2008. We're all really excited for it. And Deb, Annette, and myself are extra excited because in 2 weeks from right now, what time is it? 8 o'clock, we will be sitting down to dinner.
Ooh, we will.
It will be exciting. I don't know about you, Deb, but I'm really excited for MouseFest this year, and especially going back on the cruise, my second year on the MouseFest cruise. I'm like a little schoolgirl.
You are. Right?
It's almost more exciting the second time because you know what's in front of you and what you're going to get to do in the next 4 days. And the weather should be great, and we're going to have a wonderful time on Castaway Key and at Nassau and on the ship.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to it. We've got a lot of great events both on the cruise and also on the land. I know many of our listeners are going to be joining us on the land portion as well as on the cruise portion. We were talking in our chat room, which I'd mentioned earlier. People were actually asking us, you know, everyone, where's everyone staying for MouseFest? What's everyone got planned? I know everyone's trying to get their meets all lined up. And if you've got questions about MouseFest, this would be a great day to call in about it. And Mr. Scopa, who's going to be hosting, among other events, the MouseFest 101 event, and he can certainly be someone who can answer them for you. Deb, obviously, is very experienced in MouseFest, and the rest of us also. So definitely, if you've got questions about that, it's a great opportunity. Join us online. Call right now at 407-278-5939. The phone lines are open for you to call in. So while we are waiting for our first call of the evening, I wanted to mention some of the things that we will be doing during MouseFest. We have a couple of different WDW Today events going on the cruise ship. We're going to be doing a Ask the Cruise Experts panel, where people on the ship will be able to ask the people on the panel, experts, really, and Deb's going to be one of them. I'm pleased to announce that, about anything about cruising. So that'll be a lot of fun. And we'll have an opportunity to talk about that, Deb, in just a second. We've got our first caller of the evening. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Kai, calling from Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Hey, Kai, how are you?
Doing great. How about you?
Outstanding. What can we do for you tonight?
We're going to be down at the World on the 6th through the 13th of December. And we at the studios on the 8th. And I really can't find anywhere where I can find out when the Osborne lights come on.
The Osborne lights turn on at 6 o'clock p.m. Every evening.
6 o'clock. Okay. Heard 5:30, 6:30, but it's 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock on the dot. Yep.
Okay. Fantastic. And quick question for Lynn.
Yep.
Tequila of choice.
Jose Cuervo Reserva de la Familia is what I'm drinking lately.
Oh, sweet.
It's a small bottled in small batches. My brother-in-law Dion actually gave me some for my birthday.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And good luck to the marathon.
Hey, thanks very much. If I survive my training runs. Jeez, that was brutal.
You don't become rogue, huh?
Yeah, I know. It was like, do they know something? I don't, because you know animals sense things. I'm not clammy, I'm not sweaty, my heart rate's good, got some water with me. Nah, I'm all right. I'll keep going.
That's funny.
It was really funny. Cool. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Kai. I appreciate the show, guys, and appreciate the info.
Hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
Thank
Kai.
You. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And right behind Kai, we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
You're speaking with the leader of the Disney Freaks Tour 08.
I wasn't aware.
How are you?
That my services were needed. Go ahead.
Does the leader have a name?
Yeah, the Lance.
Oh, hey, Lance. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
Outstanding. What can we do for tonight?
Calling to see. Well, this is the first time we're coming down actually on Thanksgiving Day. Mm-hmm. And we don't get in until about 3 o'clock. We're wanting to know. How bad is Hollywood Studios going to be on that day?
That's going to be a good question, Len. because the crowd calendar is for the Magic Kingdom.
Yep.
So what do you think about the studios?
So you can translate roughly between the two. If you scroll down to the very bottom of the crowd calendar, there's a thing that'll let you convert the wait times at the Magic Kingdom to the studios. Roughly, it's going to be peak wait times of about 65, 70 minutes or so. I think at the major attractions, It shouldn't be too bad.
Perfect.
I mean, Toy Story Mania is always going to be 100 minutes plus, right? Because that's just Toy Story Mania. But Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster will be the ones.
And the first caller called in about the Osborne Family License. Is it correct that they won't go on until the Friday?
Yes, they go on the 28th.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate it.
Hey, anytime. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Now, while we're waiting for our next call, the phone lines are open, 407-278-5939. Deb, I was shocked to learn not too long ago that you still have not ridden Toy Story Midway Mania yet?
I have not. When I have gotten to the studios, it's been the middle of the day, and the line has been humongous. And actually, my last two or three trips to Walt Disney World, I've rarely spent time in the theme parks. We've been trying to update the resort photo galleries on the website. But I hope to get to Toy Story Mania in 2 or 3 weeks.
Very good. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Janet Sala. I'm Figment Rules on chat.
Hoorah!
So, hey, got a question about doing Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party for Mousefest.
Okay.
That's the Thursday night, I believe, that's scheduled for.
Yes, Mr. Scopa and Mr. Newell are going to be hosting it along with Michelle Scribner McLean of All Ears. They'll be hosting it, so Scopa will be able to answer for you since Newell is right now taking his temperature.
Oh. Ooh, that doesn't sound comfortable. Anyway.
He's not saying down, let's put that like that.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, my goodness.
Well, what I was wondering specifically, I actually went, I first went to the unofficial guide and couldn't find anything about Mickey's Not So Scary. Well, Mickey's Not So Very. Well, how about Mickey's Very Merry?
Mickey's Not So Scary, Very Christmas Party.
And then I went to Touring Plans, and I actually found a touring plan there for that. Is that a pretty good way to go, or?
So let me just caveat that by saying everything I learned on that touring plan I learned from Mike Scopa. So you know your mileage. No, it's actually a pretty good plan.
It was a little suspicious because it started with board go to Spaceship Earth when park opens. So and it said get there at 6 p.m. But
Spaceship Earth
for the
not Spaceship Earth the Tomorrowland. Yeah, like I've been going since 1971.
Mr. Scopa, would you like to explain?
Space Mountain. I'm just getting old. Yeah, Space Mountain.
Janet. The plan calls for early on during the party to go to the Tomorrowland. I forget the name of that era, that theater where they have the night before Christmas. Yeah. And the reason why I recommend that early is because that particular show, I think, is shown three times during the party, and every single time it's just standing room only. And if you can get that out of the way first, then that gives you some time to do some attractions in Tomorrowland and in Fantasyland before the parade. That's such a popular show during the party that it's so important to just go right over there as soon as you get in. Now the thing is that if when you walk into the Magic Kingdom and you're walking down Main Street and it's snowing, it's just so beautiful that you may want to stop and take photos and everything, which is fine and dandy, but that snow is going to be coming down at the end of the night too. Any delay getting over to Tomorrowland, I forget the name of that theater.
Galaxy Palace Theater.
Thank you. It's tough getting old.
Yeah, I know right where it is. Yeah.
So the thing is, Janet, if you can get over there as soon as possible, you'll get a very, very good seat. And it's a very, very enjoyable show.
Okay. It's actually being shown four times a night at the Christmas party right now.
Okay, so if I could pretty much go in the order that's on that touring plan, we'll be okay. Yeah. And is the meet going to actually follow that, or do we know?
I believe the meet will take place between 9 and 9:30. We will meet in the Upper Rose Garden, and then we will watch the fireworks, and you know, we have a few trinkets that we're planning to give away. Make sure you come and say hi to myself and Mike and Michelle.
I will, and I think I'm going to miss MouseFest 101 because our plane doesn't get in until 12:30, and but we'll pop right over in time for Mickey's Very Merry. So
awesome,
and we'll be at the Mega Mouse meet too.
Cool, so. Oh, terrific,
cool, very good.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. Had a nice trip down for Food and Wine in October. This is the year of Disney for us. So
nice.
Very good.
Kind of gone a little overboard, but it's been fun. So
great. Well, thanks for calling in.
All right. We'll see you guys in 18 days.
All right. Bye bye.
Wow.
Wow. And we have our next caller. I know it's crazy, right? Hi. Who's speaking with?
Hi, it's Kim.
Hey, Kim. Hey, Kim. How are you?
Pittsburgh. I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
The Steelers.
Yeah, we actually won this week.
Yeah, no.
So hopefully we'll win next week too.
No, you won't.
Yeah, we will. Can't imagine who we're playing next week. So I saw Len on TV.
Oh, that's right. You saw me in the KDKA thing. That's right. Oh, wait. Are you talking about America's Most Wanted? I was on two shows in the last couple weeks.
Oh, was it Cheaters? I don't know.
Cheaters, yeah, nice. Nice stuff.
I missed that one. Sorry, Len.
Yeah, okay.
And I saw that Pretty Purple Hotel.
The Magic Castle Inn Suites.
Yes. And I didn't hear any mention of any helicopters.
You know, it was funny because we actually filmed right next to the helicopter, and I don't know if they did audio during the filming of that, but the helicopter was actually spinning up as we arrived in the parking lot. It was hysterical. The guy was like, "Seriously, you want people to stay here?" I'm like, "It's a decent hotel for $35 a night. Can't beat it."
Not in Orlando, that's for sure. And I had a question on opinions about the rumors about Pop Century.
Okay, I think it's more than a rumor, but go ahead. All right.
Okay, with them shutting down for a while and retheming and finishing the Legendary years. That's the rumor I've heard.
So it's gonna be Disney's filed permits, for everyone who's listening who's not familiar with this. Disney filed permits to construct test rooms back at the beginning of the month for something called Disney's Animation Inn and Suites. And if you look at the location of where the test rooms are, it leads you to believe that it's the second half of Pop Century that's gonna be converted into suites to compete with Nickelodeon. So the idea is that they would build up this the Legendary years of Pop Century, retheme it as Disney's Animation Inn and Suites with, you know, rooms and regular suites, and close down the original half of Pop Century, do the same thing to that, and then reopen the entire resort.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, it wouldn't be a bad time to do it. I mean, with guest levels down, they're not going to be putting too many people out if they say were to close down the existing resort and then just start retheming that at the same time they're starting to finish the Haunted Mansion that is now the Legendary years.
The Haunted Mansion is not as nice.
Look, I've heard somebody describe it as the perfect place to film a horror movie because it's just been so neglected for the past 8 years that they haven't done anything to it.
It has been in use. The emergency crews down there will do training over there for fire safety and fire rescue, so they're a little upset that their rescue and training area will be taken away from them.
Okay, so I just wonder, because a lot of people are saying, no, they're not going to do that, and I just wonder what you guys had heard other than these model suites. But you're saying the permits give the addresses where the Legendary years are now. Okay, so that's pretty interesting. I look forward to seeing you guys in 2 weeks.
Absolutely. We're all excited to see all of our listeners, including yourself, Kim, of course.
Oh, thank you. So, well, I do have more than 10 meets scheduled, but I thought Mike meant 10 a day, not 10 for the entire time.
I have like 20.
I know. Nothing's overlapping. It's just that there's a lot, and I have one really late night meet that's going to be... It's going to be fun getting up the next morning for the Sunrise Safari at Animal Kingdom, let me tell you.
Awesome.
One last meet on Saturday is going to I think it's going to kill me the next day.
Cool.
But
thanks for calling in, Kim. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you, Kim.
407-278-5939 is our number. You can call in and be a part of the show. And don't forget, you can also join us in chat. We have 84 people right now in chat, and I think we can do a lot better than that. I think we can set a new record for chat room tonight. So if you could join us, just go to www.today.com. You'll see a link to join us in the chat room over there, and you'll be able to join everyone else in there. And it's always fun because not only can you have the opportunity to talk to us, but you also get to interact with our listeners. It makes it for a lot of fun. We have our next caller from Connecticut, I believe.
Yep, hello. This is Nicole or Emily Rose on the chat as well as Studio Central.
Woo-hoo.
And I just wanted to thank Deb, because the last time we went down, I had asked about, called in and asked about a babysitter. And Scope actually sounded like he was, passing kidney stones at the time. When we asked. Yeah, and we actually used Kids Night Out, and it was wonderful. We actually had the same sitter on Friday night as well as Saturday when we did the Tower of Terror road race, and the kids absolutely loved her. So
that's cool.
Definitely recommend them anytime. And also when we were down there, my 16-month-old, I made her a WDW Today onesie, because you guys don't have small enough onesies. And I had at least 4 or 5 people stop me to read what her onesie was, because it was the top 10 reasons why it rocks her crib. And I had people laughing their astabulas off about it. So there was actually quite a lot of people that wanted to see what it was and just thought it was an absolute riot. And so But when I started up your webcam, my daughter saw you and went nuts and was like, oh, it's Matt! And then when the theme song started, she was booging all over the living room. But I'm starting her young. It's kind of frightening.
That's great.
But no, I just wanted to call and say, you know, I love the chat and everything. And thanks for all the information and the help. And so.
Awesome. Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And we're glad that you called in. And looking forward to meeting you.
Oh, definitely. Not this Mouse Fest, sad to say, but hopefully at the half marathon in 2010. I'd like to upgrade from the 13K to do the half marathon. So
there you go.
We'll see what happens.
Good.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Emily. And that's terrific that she had the onesie. We got to get a picture of that. That'd be great. 407-278-5939. It's always good when new callers just have no fear of ragging on Scopus age. It just shows you
our work here is done.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to behave. I'm not too far behind Mike.
No, well, you've got plenty of time. Compared to Mike, you got centuries, really. 407-278-5939. We're all really excited about Mouse Fest. It's definitely we've been talking about it both on the air and off the air about some of the events that are going on, and wanted to mention some of the different events that we're doing. One of the things that actually is going on, we've got obviously the highlight, really, I'd like to say, that is definitely the 500th episode meet, which is going on Friday of Mouse Fest Land. And Annette, am I correct that there's actually now so many people that want to get in, there's probably more people on the wait list than the people that are actually going to be able to get in?
Exactly. We said we weren't taking wait list, we've 95 people on the wait list.
Wow. We were shocked about it, because you know, we had the idea, we ran it by Deb, and you know, we decided to hold it, and I thought it would take, you know, a couple of weeks probably to fill it up. I was worried about it, in fact, because I thought it was kind of close to, you know, Mouse Fest, and the thing sold out faster than you could say Magic Meets. So I was just really we're all in shock that it's great, and it's too bad we can't get more people in there. But if we could, we would. Let's put it that way. It's just we're at the limitations of the venue, not our own wishes. But for those of you who are going to be able to get in there, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We are actively planning the event, and it'll be a nice little surprise for everyone that'll be there. I think it's a lot of fun for those of you who haven't been in the room yet that we're going to be in also.
And Matt, I want to thank you and the rest of the guys from Walt Disney World today for doing the fundraiser for my Avon Walk for Breast Cancer. I'm very, very honored that you all chose my charity to celebrate in cooperation with your 500th episode. And I was totally overwhelmed by the generosity of all your listeners to with their donations. So that's an extra special part of the celebration, too.
Deb, it is absolutely our pleasure to help you out while also celebrating the 500th episode. So it really worked out real well, and we're really excited about the whole thing. So, it's terrific how much money we've been able to raise because of that. So, it's hard to put into words the kind of enthusiasm that we have for this event, because, you know, everything's just worked out real well, and we're looking forward to really meeting everyone down there. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Mike.
Hey, Mike.
I'm calling from Wilmington, Massachusetts. We're coming down, and I had a logistical question.
Okay, go ahead.
I've got a small group of about 21 people coming with us for our 30th anniversary. We're planning on having a breakfast over at Ohana's, and we're staying at the Boardwalk, and the breakfast is at 8:30 in the morning. And I'm kind of wondering how I'm going to get 21 people over there without. Obviously, no cars. We're breaking all the rules. I've got old kids, old people, and young little babies. So we're just trying to decide on the way to move things around there.
Where are you? Where are you staying?
At the Boardwalk.
Boardwalk.
I think
the silence.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a lot of people.
What do you think, Len? Taxis?
You know, you could even if you rent taxis, though, taxis for 21 people, are you going to fit 4 or 5 people in there?
Yeah, it's like a fleet of taxis.
Yeah, you're looking at like $50 round trip. Or yeah. One way, I mean, that's still a lot of money for that. You could, and you're going to the Poly.
Yeah, that probably wasn't the smartest move to do, but like I said, we're kind of we're kind of breaking the rules with this trip. So,
what time is your breakfast?
8:30 in the morning. I know that Magic Kingdom opens up at 9 o'clock, but I was kind of thinking the same thing. Where I just, you know, tell Bell Service that they have like 9 cabs there, and it's, you know, and to bring everybody over there. It's probably the easiest thing, but.
Your other option is to just go to the Magic Kingdom, hop on the resort monorail, and go 2 stops to the Poly.
And the buses are running that early?
Oh, yeah, no problem there. That might be an adventure, actually. That might not be bad. The other thing I was thinking is monorail.
Like, this whole trip's an adventure.
Yeah. So do that. That'll be fun. Do it. What the heck? It's cheap. I mean...
I like that part about it.
Yeah, so that's your least expensive option right there.
That sounds good. Also, Deb, I just wanted to ask Deb a question because I'm a frequent visitor to her website.
Sure.
And I have two older people that are going to be using, or they're planning on using the ECVs, but they really don't want to be taking them on and off the buses. So what we're planning on doing right now is kind of trying to rent them at the parks each day.
Okay.
And we're just wondering, I've had somebody else tell us that, you know, in order to get two, you're going to have to get to the park really early and be there for opening. And we're going down November 30th through December 6th. And I just don't know if it's just going to make more sense for us to get them brought to the, order them from the outside company and bring them in.
Are you going to be in the parks on Sunday? You said November 30th?
We're just going to go over to MGM, mainly just to see the Osborne lights. We're arriving later on in the day. So.
Usually the week after Thanksgiving, which is when you're talking about, you shouldn't have a problem in the beginning of the day at all. I don't know what the crowds are going to be like as you get towards the weekend. It might start to pick up again. A lot of it just depends on the people who are in the parks that day, but you can't guarantee, even though you don't have to pay for the scooter if you go to another park, they can't guarantee that one will be available, and it is kind of iffy.
Yeah, they're really nervous about getting them on and off the buses, and
sure.
And with the 20, like I said, with 20 people, it's going to be. I know we're not planning on moving all 20 people to all parks at the same time, but it's still going to be. There's going to be a large path we're moving around.
Great. Could it be that they could share one of the ECVs if only one is available later in the day?
You know, that's a very good. That's great. I think that's probably would be able, because they don't have real mobility issues. It's just a matter of. You know, they're in their late 70s, and they don't want to be, you know, doing the 8 miles a day that we're going to make them do. So.
Sure. Understand. Well, it sounds like you all are going to have a great time.
And we're kind of looking looking forward to it. We're going to, it's our 30th anniversary. We're DVC members, and we've been trying to get a bunch of them to come down with us for quite a while. So we gave them the rooms for last year. We've been planning it for over a year. We gave them the rooms last year for Christmas, and we're down to the final couple of days now.
That's awesome. That'll be a great time.
Thanks so very much. Great show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. You can be part of the show and call in with your questions, and be it for ourselves or for Deb. We're here to answer your questions. And of course, as our last caller mentioned, you know, we didn't really highlight it that much, but of course, Deb is co-author of a book about disabilities at Disney World. So certainly, if you've got questions about ECVs or you have a particular affliction that you'd like help about, Deb is the expert to talk about this. So definitely, if you've got those kind of questions, definitely can call in about that.
Passporters Open Mouths for Walt Disney World and the Disney Cruise Line. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, that's the book, absolutely. It's a great read. I know Mr. Newell has copies of both editions, because this is the second edition of the book, actually.
And, yes,
I do.
How you doing over there, by the way, Mike? You feeling better?
Hanging in there.
Okay, keep popping those DayQuil.
Oh, I'm feeling good now.
Don't grab the NyQuil. Get the DayQuil.
Yeah, really.
407-278-5939 is our number, and we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
John from Virginia.
Hey, John. Hey, John, what can we do for you tonight?
Oh, I got a couple questions, and then just, you know, got a couple comments, too.
Go ahead.
First, sure. The questions are about, I'm going to Disney in January, and we're going to be showing up at Hollywood Studios on Saturday night, the 3rd, and we want to watch, we want to see the Osborne Lights and the second Fantasmic showing, but we won't be staying at Disney Resort that night. Do you know if the Osborne Lights, do you need, for extra magic hours, do you need to show a card for getting in to see them?
That's a good question, if they're going to ask for a card. I would suspect no, because it's not really, it is an attraction, but it's not an attraction. It's not like a ride, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would suspect.
We've been there before, but I just wanted to make sure they weren't going to, you know, shoo us out of there, because we'd much rather see them later after most people have left.
Yeah, well, I would also recommend, you're seeing it during the second showing of Fantasmic? Are you seeing, Rhett, let me rephrase that. You're seeing the second showing of Fantasmic?
Yeah, that's at 8, which is the normal park closing.
If you, a good strategy also to use is try to see the lights during the first showing of Fantasmic. It'll really be empty over there.
Well, let me know what you think. I was hoping we might be able to get maybe a slightly shorter Midway Mania line during the first Fantasmic show. That's why.
Sure. The only issue with that is, I mean, relatively speaking, a short line at Toy Story Mania means it's 60 minutes or less, like, you know, like 40 to 60. Yeah. So it's going to be, it might be a problem for you to actually get out of line and make it to Fantasmic on time.
Okay.
That would be my only concern about that plan. So as long as you give yourself plenty of time, it'll be interesting to see how the Osborne lights affect it, because at 6 o'clock when the lights turn on, I'm wondering maybe if it will dip down, because usually when the lights first turn on, there's a huge mass of people that try to go see the lights right then and there, because you want to see it.
Yeah, I've been in that before.
Yep. So it'll be interesting to see how it affects the line, especially when you combine the lights are on and Fantasmic at the same time. That might, you know, cut it down. But like I'm saying, like I said, a short line at Toy Story is like 40 minutes, you know? It's not like it's going to be walk on by any means. So it'll be interesting to see nonetheless. But if you do want to go with that plan, that's perfectly all right. They will be on during extra magic hours, so you'll be able to see them at that point.
Okay, great. And another question on, do you know if the, we're thinking about riding Splash Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain, and then trying to take the train over to Toontown for when Toontown opens. Do you know if you can actually get off the train before Toontown opens at 10?
Probably not. They wouldn't, the stop won't be open. We might be able to do it like a minute or two early, but, so you're riding Splash and Big Thunder, right?
Yeah.
What time is the, on what day?
It'll be on Saturday, that same morning. We're trying to pack in some Christmas stuff that day before we, spend, the rest of our week a little more relaxed.
Yeah, that's fine. You'd probably be right on time. By the time that you get to both those attractions, get through them, hop on the train, have the train come and pick you up, and then get over to Toontown, you'll be right on time for 10 o'clock. No problem there.
Okay. That'd be great.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, I really appreciate your guys' podcast. I've been listening for several months now, and I've gone all the way back to the beginning now, but back up through episode 70 now.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
That's terrific. We're glad you're listening. We always appreciate hearing from our new listeners as well, because it's always good to hear that someone else actually enjoys the show.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, thanks for your time, man.
Thanks very much. We have our caller right on the heels of that last caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Gordon from Jacksonville, Alabama.
What can we do for you tonight?
Hey, Gordon.
Well, I got three things. I got a question, a kudos, and then a shameless plug.
Awesome.
Okay, sounds good.
Pick your order.
First question. First question is the studio backlot tour at Studios. My wife and I were just talking about it. Now, there was a residential section that had a bunch of houses from old films, and that's been moved or removed for the stunt show. Is that right?
That's correct. It was removed in 2005 for Lights, Motors, Action.
Okay, so there's two questions. What did they do with all that?
You mean all the stuff?
Didn't they bury Estelle Getty in one of those rooms?
No, I mean, like, they wouldn't. Didn't they have the house for the Golden Girls or Leave It to Beaver? And
yeah.
Did they just destroy it?
Yes, there was, like, there were facades. That's what they were. There wasn't actually anything in the house.
Okay.
Facades.
Well, yeah. They just got rid of that stuff. Okay. Here's the second thing. My wife seems to think there was some sort of, what a gangster thing. I mean, I'm thinking she's thinking about the big movie, the Great Movie Ride, but she seems to think that the tour stopped and there was some act out of a scene from a movie.
Yeah,
it was just a ride through.
Your wife is correct. She's actually thinking, I think your wife is thinking of this, of the Dick Tracy Diamond Double Cross show, which actually used to be part of the Backlot Tour way back
in the day.
I mean, we're talking like first year the studio's open. That's what she's thinking about. Then.
Back when Madonna was good.
So she is right. That's not going to help me at all.
sorry.
Darn, Gordon.
Well, that's the kudos is I really enjoyed the. I'm running my first marathon. It's going to be the Disney Marathon. I've called in before about this, but I really enjoyed the marathon show that you guys did, and it was weird because I emailed Lynn about you guys ought to do a marathon show, and he says that's a great idea. Then the next day, it downloads a marathon show. So Lynn's pretty good. Yeah?
Ask and you shall receive.
we're taking orders all week.
There's a piece of advice that I didn't think about. I figured that after the marathon, I would go back to the room and just sort of sleep for a few hours. But you seem—I mean, you guys are pretty certain that you need to stay moving, otherwise you won't move anymore. So,
yeah, I think that's I'm definitely going to walk through parks or do something. We'll see.
Yeah, it's important to make sure you stretch out really good, and the walking really helps.
Well, the ice bath is the first thing I'll do. I've been doing that after my long runs, and it helps tremendously. So.
Okay.
But anyway, here's the shameless plug, and I hope you're not mad about it. I've been blogging about running for a while, but I've started my own podcast, and you guys have inspired me, and it combines my two passions, running and Disney. And so it's called the Running the Disney Podcast. And so it's essentially a bald, chubby, 41-year-old with high blood pressure trying to run his first marathon in Disney.
Awesome.
So,
wow.
But I really appreciate your show. My wife and I listen to it religiously. I would listen to it while I run, and she listens to it while she exercises. So, but we really love it, and we hope you keep it up for another 500.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, thanks
thank
for
you.
Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye. Gordon, we thank Gordon for that call. 407-278-5939 is our number. You can call in right now. Scopa, do you remember the Dick Tracy Diamond Double Cross show?
Calling Dick Tracy. Yes, that was before Sunset Boulevard. That was before Sunset Boulevard came into play. And I remember that. It was called Diamond Double Cross. And I thought it was just an amazing Broadway-type show. It was just great. I actually have that on video. It was very enjoyable. I think that was a year or two before Beauty and the Beast showed up at the Theater of the Stars, too.
Disney Geek Dad in chat room says Scopa remembers Ben Franklin. very good. We have our next caller. Sorry about that, Scopa. I didn't mean to set you up like that. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Naomi.
Hey, Naomi.
Hey, Naomi.
Cool. What can we do for you tonight?
I just had a couple of questions. My husband and I have been going to Disney since our honeymoon 8 years ago. We've been going basically once a year, although every year we say, okay, we'll probably not come back for a couple of years, and then, you know, we get the bug and we come. Anyway, we have two small children, and we actually weren't planning on going this year. And then we saw the deal with the buy four, get 3D free.
Mm-hmm.
We thought, well, we can afford it? Can we not afford it? Can I get off school? Can we get off work? Long story short, we're going in January 20th through 28th. We booked the trip last week.
Cool.
We're pretty amazed at how great, I mean, how open the reservations for meals were and stuff. We had no problems getting basically anything we wanted, including the princess dinner, Akershus, and we were able to make reservations for Canada for dinner. Or lunch, anything we wanted. Basically, almost every day we were able to get whatever we wanted.
Wow.
But, yeah, we were pretty impressed. Anyway, we were wondering, this year we're staying at the Polynesian. First time we stayed on a monorail resort. And we thought this year we are not going to rent a car because the kids probably were going to end up with the Magic Kingdom almost every day. And usually we rent a car with the strollers and that sort of stuff. Our kids are 2 and 4. But because we aren't going to get a car, we're going to have problems getting diapers and stuff, and we don't want to have to pack a bunch of bags full of diapers and stuff. So we're looking at that Garden Grocers, the grocery
yep.
delivery service.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering what your thoughts are of that, and if it's good, when do we have to book it? Do we have to wait a couple, or do it a couple days beforehand, or a week beforehand? Is it pretty reliable? What happens with cold stuff? Like if we want to order milk.
So, good question. They'll, for things like milk, they'll transport those things in coolers. But you probably want to be at the room, you know, to accept delivery. But you can tell them that if you're not going to be in the room, they'll leave it with Bell Services.
Mm-hmm.
Bell Services will have to, you know, make sure that, that the cold stuff gets stored somewhere cold. But in terms of setting it up, you can do it before you leave home. You can do it, you know, so like the week before you go would be great. You can call them and ask questions too. I would probably do that. Have a general idea of what you want and when you're going to check in and when you need those things, rather than trying to go online when you actually get to the Polynesian.
Okay.
But go ahead.
You might not know this, but do you know is there diapers like in the stores? I'd never have looked.
Sure.
I always.
Yeah, they're probably pricey, and they're not going to. You know, they might not have every brand that you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we were kind of thinking.
Here's an idea for you. I don't know if this will help you or not. My sister just did this when she went down. She actually shipped her diapers down and had them waiting at the resort when they got
there.
That's
right. Yeah, you could use the $7.95 flat rate shipping option at U.S. Postal Service. Yeah, that's an option.
Okay. Do we, like, ship it to the... How do you do that?
Ship it to the Polynesian's address, and then you put... ship it to yourself, and then you say something like guest checking in, and the day on which you're checking in.
Okay.
And then you care of Disney's Polynesian Resort. I forget the address off the top of my head, but you can Google it and find it.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll work.
Actually, I looked on the Garden Grocer. If you click on it, it actually comes up. The address does. I didn't notice that.
Yep. The phone number's phone number's in the book, too. Do you need the phone number?
Pardon?
Do you need the phone number?
No, actually, I think it was right. I'm looking at the Garden Grocer's website. It is right there. They automatically clicks in if you say you're going to the Polynesian. The other question I had was we are actually looking at having a couple of date nights, and we were looking at using the Kids Night Out, looking at the reviews of it on All Ears. And have you ever had anybody who used that? Do you know anything about it? Are people usually pretty happy with it?
What service?
It's called Kids Night Out. It's the babysitting service, in-room babysitting, in-room child care.
Oh, yeah. Deb, obviously she just mentioned that she heard she got the word of it from your site. And one of our callers actually just called in about it earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were real happy with it. And we've always had very positive reviews. I don't have any personal experience, but I can't even think of any complaints that I might have heard. Everything's been very positive.
Okay. Yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking leaving your kids with strangers, but I figure if it's just sanctioned, it should be somewhat safe. And it'd be really nice to let the kids have a down day and let us go. We want to go have dinner at, somewhere nice without the kids. It'd be kind of nice. So.
Yeah, plus, it's cheaper without the kids, too. That's the way I look at it.
Pardon?
So it's cheaper without the kids, and that's how I look at it.
It's not cheaper when you're paying for babysitting.
That's true. Oh, valid point. Yeah. Yeah, gone are the days where you can just stick them in a closet and come back with them later. That's a shame. Anyway.
Yeah, we were going to try to organize a trip with friends in April, but I couldn't get the time off of work. So. And our friends were willing to stay and babysit for us one night, and that would have been really nice. But
that would have been great.
Anyway, we really enjoy our show. My husband stumbled across it probably 3 or 4 months ago. We went on vacation, and we downloaded a bunch of the podcasts, and driving across Michigan, we listened to them. And,
awesome.
Kind of when we first started just thinking about having another trip. So.
Good.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's terrific. Well, thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Good luck at the polling.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939 is our number, and you can be part of the show. And don't forget, you join us in our chat room. We have 94 people in chat right now. It's fantastic. We're trying to break 100, if not go way past that. But definitely join us in our chat room. Go to wdwtoday.com and click on the chat room link over there. It's free. It's easy. You go right in there. There's lots of fun people in there. We're getting some good comments in there. And I really think it makes the live show much more interesting. And it's really why I always encourage everyone to tune in live to the live shows, because it is much more interesting to hear it live, and especially with the chat. It's just so much fun to be in there, I think, and hear all the funny comments in there. So a big hello to the chat room.
And Matt, one of the things that's coming on the cruise that I'm very, very excited about is they've just premiered in the last week their new 3D film experience on the Disney Wonder. And apparently this is happening once a cruise, and we will get to see it during the MouseFest cruise, which should be really exciting.
Yes, my wife told me about that, and I had said, I know, I haven't heard about that. She goes, don't you read Deb's site?
Yes.
This is her first Disney cruise, so she's, you know, reading everything about it. And she told me about that, and that really seems fantastic. I can't wait to see that. It's going to be really exciting. It's like, remember last year, Deb, we were all trying to see Enchanted. That was in the theaters.
Right.
And you actually, I think you're the only one who actually got to see it. The rest of us were always busy with something. But I'm definitely going to try to go catch Bolt, first of all, so I can go see it. And second of all, because it's going to be in 3D, and that'll be really cool, I think.
Yes, it should be a lot of fun.
Nice. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. You can call in right now, and the phone lines are free. And I also want to tease a little something over here, because we have a little bit of a giveaway tonight. Deb doesn't come empty-handed when she comes on the on our show. So we have a little bit of a giveaway that I've heard about, and we're going to be giving that away in just a little bit. So keep your phones handy right now, and we'll definitely have that coming up in just a little bit. 407-278-5939, and we want to talk about our MouseFest events. We had mentioned earlier the 500th episode event. We also have on the cruise line, for those of you who have been joining us on the cruise line, we'll be having the experts panel show, and that'll be going on over there. We will be recording that, both events, and they'll be available for download after MouseFest, probably once we edit it down and make sure it sounds all right. We are in the we're not going to be doing live broadcasts. Well, we don't have plans right now. Let's put it that way. But we are going to be creating some shows. So those of you who can't be there will be able to hear everything you'll want to hear from those events if you can't make it there. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Paul from Rochester, New York.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, what can we do for tonight?
I had a question about the castle. Just with the Christmas decorations, mm-hmm. Is that on every night or is it just certain nights?
The lights on the castle are every single night.
Is that on during wishes or?
Deb?
What I was going to say is there's actually a castle lighting show. It's about 5 or 10 minutes, and it's very cute, and then the whole castle lights up, and it's really, really special because it's stunning with the lights on. And the lights are not on when wishes are on, because wishes has their own lighting effects that happen on the castle. The twinkling lights, the ice lights, are the ones that are not on during wishes.
Yep. What time do they usually light it up?
You know, the best thing to do is to ask a cast member. When I was there a couple weeks ago, it was 6 o'clock. A lot of it depends on what time it gets dark.
Is it weather dependent at all, or is it no matter what?
Is it weather dependent at all? I think
if it's really storming.
Regular rain, I don't know. I don't believe it affects the lighting. It would cancel the show, probably. Right. But it shouldn't affect the lighting.
Yeah, they have to be weatherproof. Given the location in Florida, yeah, it's got to be. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, the lights are fabulous.
Anything else, Paul?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in, Paul. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we have our next caller right after Paul. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Good.
What can we do for you?
Coming down to Disney next month, and we have a reservation for Hollywood and Vine at 8:10.
And okay. I don't think the studio's open till 9.
Yep.
So I was wondering, when I go in, can I do a detour and get a fast pass at 8:10, or will the machine?
That's awesome.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. No, you won't be able to. They have area. Yeah, they have the whole area roped off, so unfortunately won't be able. What'll happen? The best you'll be able to do is get a few steps ahead of everyone else.
Okay. I'm meeting by 9.
Yeah, exactly. But you won't be able to get much further. Hollywood and Vine won't be able to get much further than Echo Lake.
Okay.
So what is it, Matt? Is it like a barrier or something? I mean, can you hop it or get around it or?
There's a rope and cast members there. It's.
How fast can you run?
Just send the fastest runner.
Good. Yeah, I mean, if there's a couple of you, they can only chase a few of you at a time. I'm just saying.
Yeah. There'll be 8 of us with all the kids.
There you go.
Go 8 different directions.
Yeah. One of you could provide a diversion.
Maybe.
Bring some fireworks. I think that'll work out nicely.
Oh gosh.
So we have little kids, but we still probably want to go on all the headliners. So should we try for the Toy Story first?
Yes.
Given the popularity of it now?
Absolutely. Go there first. No doubt about that.
All right. I'll get some, because that wasn't open when I was there last year, so I'll have to get my new touring plans to include that. But,
right.
Well, great.
Great. Well, good luck with it, Jennifer.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good luck.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. You can call us, and we will take your calls. Unfortunately, although you can, the parks usually have, the early morning breakfasts going on. It doesn't, other than getting you a little bit of an advantage, it doesn't get you much further. I think the Magic Kingdom is the best advantage, because that way you can get all the way up to the hub before anyone else can, and you can at least get prime pole position for when they do the rope drop. At that position, but otherwise it's kind of, it's kind of tough to get any kind of more advantage other than that. 407-278-5939. Someone have something to say?
Matt, let me ask you a question about extra magic hours in the evening, since I haven't been on Toy Story Mania yet. Is it just as crazy late at night?
Oh, it's even worse.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because everyone, it's obviously easier to stay up later than to wake up early. So the line just continues. The only advantage of nighttime is I believe they don't have the fast pass running for that, and that's an advantage that can help the line a little bit, because fast pass is what really makes the line so long. When they don't have fast pass running, the line rarely exceeds 40 minutes at its worst.
Okay.
So we have our next caller. It's a good question.
Speaking of extra magic hours, before we get on our next caller, did everyone see that Epcot is starting to close an hour early on Fridays now, starting in January?
I did not.
You mean at 8 o'clock?
It's closing at 8 now instead of 9.
Ooh.
Ooh, I know that's...
On Fridays when there's Fridays. Extra magic hours. So it looks to be a cutback.
So 2 hours. You're basically getting 2 hours of extra magic hour on Friday night?
No. So the extra magic hours are still 3 hours, but the park is closing the general public an hour early.
So it's just shifting, basically. The regular park hours are cutting down, but the extra magic hours.
Extra magic hours, same, right?
Yeah.
So Illuminations is at 8 then?
Should be at 8, yeah. So,
Newell, you got to adjust Mouse World Radio for Fridays.
Oh, wow. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, thanks.
We have our next caller.
Something.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Cynthia from Boise, Idaho.
Hey, Cynthia.
I love Boise. Boise is one of my favorite towns. I have friends that live in Nampa.
You're kidding me. You've actually been to Boise?
I love Boise. I've driven all through Idaho. I've been to Craters of the Moon, National Monument. I love Boise.
Well, that's great to hear. I'm glad somebody's been here besides us.
Excellent. What can we do for you?
So I'm calling about the usual topic, it seems like, MouseFest, and I'm registered, and I know we're going to be able to get in at 10, but I know there's, over 900 people registered?
That's right.
So does that mean we need to start lining up at midnight or something?
I'll be there the day before.
Scoba.
Yes. The thing is, Cynthia, we don't know how many of those who are registered will take advantage of that first hour. I do recall last year they were lined up about an hour beforehand, so I guess if you can get there early, the early birds can get to the tables and see everybody before the crowd gets there. I know that it gets really crazy about an hour into the meet. It just is just amazing. It's just wall-to-wall humanity. So, you know, just as Len will say in his touring plans, you know, getting there early is probably the best thing to do.
All right, I'll get my Tonga toast early then.
Oh, yum. Yum, yum.
Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
See you there. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care. Bye.
407-278-5939. I think that was our first call in all however many live shows we've had from Idaho. I could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
I am Sydney.
Hi, Sydney. Hello, Sydney. What can we do for you?
In your opinion, what is the best restaurant on the property?
Ooh. I'm gonna direct that question to Deb as our special guest here, because we often give our opinions on it, and we might sound like broken records. So, Deb, what's your opinion on the question?
All right, what was the question? Your best what?
Best restaurant.
Best restaurant on property.
For you to go to, how old are you, Sydney?
I am 9.
9. And do you like to eat with the characters?
Kind of.
Kind of? Are you into the princesses, or do you like Lilo and Stitch better?
Lilo and Stitch.
Well, then you might want to think about going to the Lilo and Stitch breakfast, character breakfast at Ohana's in the Polynesian. And it's all you want to eat, but it's brought to your table, so there's not a buffet for you to go to. That means you're always sitting at the table when the characters come by, and you're not going to miss them. So it's a lot of fun, and you might want to think about asking your folks to go there.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very welcome.
Thanks, Sydney.
Thank you. Yep.
407-278-5939 is our number. Always good when we have the kids on. Drive Scopo away for a little bit. And
like garlic to vampires.
Yeah, I think right. we should have had him answer the question. That would have been just
is pleasant. Is she gone?
Now.
I want to announce that we have 102 people in chat right now. So that is awesome. That's amazing, and we're looking to get a lot more. So if you're not in chat with those other people, please join us. Just go to wdwtoday.com, and you'll be able to join us right there. And a lot of fun in there. I really think everyone's having a good time in there. Some good conversations going on there. And so yeah, absolutely. So we have our next call. And hello, who are we speaking with?
It's Jason from Los Angeles.
Hey, Jay Penguin, Jason. I believe.
Yes, and before I begin, a very special shout-out to all the people in the chat room right now that have been there for a long time, and all the long-time listeners, and especially to you guys. And hey, Deb, how are you doing?
Hey, great, thank you.
So my question is when Annette is going to become a full-time host.
What, Jason, you're dropping out. It sounds like you're going through a tunnel. Can't hear you.
Sure, she's been on more than me lately.
Yeah, you've been spending too much time at the pool with all the paparazzi and camera reporters, Len.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly.
Yeah. Was that a mixed drink with an umbrella in it that I saw you holding as about 13 seconds, and it looked exactly like that.
It was 10 o'clock in the morning, so I had to have something to get started in the day.
Okay. You know. Yeah. All right. So, just calling in. Don't really have any questions, but, you know, just calling in, saying hi, and unfortunately won't be at MouseFest, but I probably, you know, will be making a donation for you, Deb, and I hope that everything goes well and that you guys have a great holiday season and 500 more shows, and then when you have 500 more shows, 1,000 more shows.
All right.
That sounds great.
You are too sweet. Too sweet.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, no problem. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you, Jay.
407-278-5939. We also want to thank
Jay for his help that he works on the WDW Today wiki. Him and some other people on there really do a great job with that wiki, so we really appreciate it. It makes my life and Newell's life a whole lot easier where we can just point to the wiki in terms of some of the questions that we get. So it really is very, very nicely done.